I can bring this one back around.
Chris FM.
Give them some love. That's the first time we ever did that song like that. And no joke, it has at least 21 chords in it. It was when I was going through a period where I had just left Soundgarden. I wanted to write a song with a lot of chords because I was sick of riffs. So there's 27 or something like that in that song. And this is the first time in 11 years anyone's played it like that, I think. First night right here in Atlanta for you guys. And Atlanta's always special to me. I told you before, last time I was here, because the first time I ever heard Lynyrd Skynyrd, it was at the Fabulous Fox Theater live. It was my first live album that I ever heard. And from the time I was this big, I wanted to come to Atlanta and play music. So every time I come, it's like a childhood dream that comes true every time. And he used to come out, he would do Ronnie Van Zant, God rest his soul, he used to come out and he would do the show with no shoes on and no socks on, barefoot. So I was gonna come out tonight barefoot, but that's just not me. It's not me because I was a little kid in the 70s and it's just a little too hippie for me. A little bit. But Ronnie was so cool, he could do any goddamn thing he wanted. Didn't matter. No shoes. He wasn't hippie at all. Song for my wife, and I played it for her at our wedding night, and I realized standing here now, if you can write a song and sing it to a woman, sometimes you can actually get a girl to marry you that's a little out of your league, which I think I may have pulled off a little bit. Like I didn't do it on purpose.